Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 126 on August 8th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Intracellular Therapies, Carnival Cruise Lines, and Pinterest. And we discuss three new trades on Aldera Therapeutics, Citigroup, and Micron Technology. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets had a solid move higher this week. We're quickly moving back towards the highs of the U.S. equity markets that we saw back in February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 1,005 points this week, closing at 27,433 points on Friday. The S&P 500 index picked up 80 points this week, ending at 3,351 points. Now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is one that I've thought about some and wanted to share. Hopefully it's not going to be too complex for you guys, but it's really about how to make the covered call safer or less risky. So I've mentioned before on other shows that the main reason I discuss covered calls on this show is that many people start their options journey there. They believe it's a safe trade with very little risk. In fact, they might even have financial advisors or brokers that say like, oh yeah, covered call is a very safe trade. And that's absolutely not the case. And the reason why I say that is that you're still exposed to the stock moving down significantly. So the premium you receive for selling the call option gives you a little bit of a cushion against the negative move in the stock price. But many times, like if you have a big move in the stock, that's just not going to be enough to fully protect your portfolio. So to really make this trade have less risk, you have to find a way to hedge the stock so that you can protect against your downside. So how do you hedge a long stock position? You need a trade that will increase in value when the stock moves lower. Now, many of you may have guessed it. You need to buy a put option. Here's the problem. Your yield from this trade, the whole point of doing a covered call is that your yield comes from the premium that you collect for selling that call option. And if you spend all your money buying a put option right after that, then the option trade was pointless and you won't make any additional yield, which means you should have just owned the stock. We know that the money you receive from that call option that you sold is what gives you some protection. So I would look to calculate the break-even price on the entire trade and see which put option is affordable around or slightly below the break-even price. And I say slightly below because, you know, you can sustain a little bit of risk. You just don't want to take a huge risk, a position of like, you know, there's several situations where you sell the call option for 50 cents and then the stock moves down $3 or $5 or something like that. You want to hedge against that sort of a move. So it doesn't have to be near the strike price of your call option at all. Now, again, if you sell the call option for $1 and then you buy the put for $1, you might as well not have put the position on at all, right? In fact, you just have a synthetic stock position to go with your actual long stock position. And I don't talk about synthetics on this show, but as an option trader, especially on the floor of the exchange, understanding synthetics were key to really making a decent living and having a strong portfolio for the year. So by buying the downside put, like a really low downside put, you end up creating a little bit of a collar to protect against a big downside move in the stock. while still leaving you with some premium in that call option to create your positive yield, which is what you're seeking. You want a positive return. It's what I mean when I say yield. You want a positive return on that trade. You don't want to spend all of your possible upside by buying a put to protect the downside. So that's it. Just an extra thought on how you can make a covered call a trade that actually would fit within my risk parameters for that position. I don't like having a short position that can cost me a lot of money. And actually, the because of the stock that you own, it leaves you fully unprotected to the downside. So that's why I don't like the covered call position or the covered call trade. But if you can add a lower cost downside put to the mix, now you've got a trade that has some room to grow, and it has a limited downside risk too. And that's the kind of trade I like. If I'm going to be exposed, I want it to be to the upside. I want to own a call option or something like that. But if it's not going to be open exposure to the upside, I say hedge it off and be able to sleep a little easier at night. So that's it for the topic of the week. I'm going to go ahead and dive into the review of last week's trades. We're going to start off, of course, with the covered call. And it's kind of funny to start off here since I just spent the last few minutes bashing this trade. But we looked at Intra-Cellular Therapies, symbol I as in India, T as in Tango, C as in Charlie, I as in India. At the time, the stock was trading for $19.82 per share. And I looked at buying stock and selling the August 20 call at $3.20, hoping for a maximum return of 17% over 3 weeks. Well, ITCI stock gained $1.09 this week, closing the week at $20.91 on Friday. The at-the-money call option that we sold is now in the money, having gained 75 cents in value. That means if you were to close the trade right now, or really on Monday, you would have a net gain of 34 cents. Now, that's a 1.7% gain on your capital. However, this trade is working, and as long as stock finishes higher than $20 per share in 2 weeks, which is where it is right now, we'll lock in a 17% gain on our capital. So if you decided to join me in getting in this trade, I would definitely advise that you hold the trade for two more weeks and make 10 times the yield on your money, 10 times as much money. So that's a no-brainer. You'll obviously need to be vigilant and protect this position against any downward move in the stock, right? Because we're still exposed, we own stock, that stock can still go lower, and we want to make sure that we protect against the stock going below 20 and ending up being a loser, even if it goes below our break-even point. Overall, nice trade, no real adjustments needed. And then our second trade on the week is going to be our credit spread. We looked at Carnival Cruise Lines, and the cruise lines have obviously had a rough go of it this year with the coronavirus and the cases that have happened. Now, we looked at, I guess at the time, the stock was trading for $13.88. We looked at selling the August 14.5 call spread at 17 cents, which could give you a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Well, Carnival Cruise Line stock rose 34 cents, closing at $14.22 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread that we sold is now at the money, and the call spread picked up 21 cents this week, which means we lost 21 cents on this trade. Now, we're 5 cents higher than our break-even price in the stock, so some of you might want to completely close the trade. At this point, there's only another 12 cents left in the value of this trade over the next 2 weeks, right? This is a 50 cent trade, and right now it's valued around 38 cents. So I don't believe the stock will remain higher than $14 per share. I'm still very much bearish when it comes to this industry. Even as the airlines start to pick up again, it's tough for people to wrap their minds around getting on a cruise ship again. So that being said, I'm fine with this trade. I'm actually comfortable with the risk in it, but some of you might actually need to go ahead and adjust. Now, I would sometimes consider, closing the trade and selling a new call spread and a put spread to collect the amount that I lost, meaning I would close this trade and lock in the 21 cent loss and then maybe sell a call spread for 11 cents, sell the put spread for 10 cents to get me back the 21 cents. But the problem is you actually end up creating a profit range in the stock, and there just isn't enough premium in the other trades to make it worth taking any additional actions, because you could still end up losing on one of the new spreads that you end up selling. So this one is either, honestly, when I look at it, it's either a hold position, meaning you hold this position another 2 weeks through expiration in anticipation of the price going higher, or you go ahead and close the trade today and take the 21 cent loss. So I'm not a fan of hoping. Like, I could hope that stock goes higher, but goes lower again. But when I look at the chart for this trade, I still feel confident that it's not going to expire in the money. So in the money, meaning I don't want that call option that we sold, the 14 call, to finish in the money. And right now it's 22 cents in the money because stock is at $14.22 per share. So if you believe that stock will end up dropping back below $14 a share, even if it closes at $13.99, I will keep every penny that I received for selling this call spread and count it as profit. But if it is to go higher, we know that we could end up losing the maximum possible loss, which we knew from the start of this trade, which was 33 cents per spread. So that's why I like spreads. I can't reiterate this enough. I know from the start what my maximum loss could be and what my maximum gain is, and I can plan, I can size the trades accordingly. That's one of the key things that has helped me be profitable in option trading. And then our next trade from last week, our final trade review, was a debit spread. We looked at Pinterest, symbol P as in Papa, I as in India, N as in November, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $34.29 per share. I looked at buying that August 33-34 call spread and paying 59 cents. Gives us a maximum possible gain of 41 cents or a 69.5% return in 3 weeks, almost a 70% return. That's just crazy. Well, Pinterest shares actually gained 69 cents this week, closing at $34.98 per share on Friday. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is now even more in the money. So the pricing is a little bit of a challenge due to the bid-ask spread. If you were to just hit the bid on this spread to sell the spread, you would actually lose 16 cents. However, we know that this stock, with stock staying here or going higher, really with stock above $34 per share, this trade is going to expire being valued at $1. We only have 2 more weeks left in the trade. So when this trade expires with stock higher than $34 per share, we lock in a 70%, a 69.5% return on our capital. That's not bad for a spread with limited risk and a short time frame, right? So if people tell you, like, oh, you know, if you trade spreads, you're not going to make that much money. And then, you know, they tell you that they're hoping for the standard 8 to 10% return, or maybe 10 to 12% return on their portfolio. Just tell them they don't know enough about options. I mean, I have this conversation all the time. So this trade worked. Thankfully, it's still working. You still need to keep an eye on stock, even though this trade is more than a full dollar in the money right now. If it finishes near this price, we'll be very happy. But hey, even if it expires being worth $34.01, this spread will be valued at $1 and we will make our money on this trade. So no adjustments are needed. Enjoy the profit. All right. So with only 2 weeks left before August expiration, this will most likely be our last week looking at options that expire in August. You just lose the amount of time that's needed to adjust against any downside, you know, moves over the next week. So let's go ahead and start off with our covered call. As I mentioned earlier, we're looking at Aldera Therapeutics, symbol A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, D as in Delta, X as in X-ray. Stock finished the week at $7.13 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the August 7.5 call at 45 cents, which can give us a maximum return of about 11.5% in 2 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying Aldera stock for $7.13 per share and selling the August 7.5 call at 45 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7.50 per share and our break-even price is $6.68 per share. The stock purchase itself in real terms will require $713 and you would collect $45 for selling the option. Our next trade this week is a credit spread on Citigroup, symbol C as in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $52.12 per share. I'm looking at selling the August 52-51.5 put spread at 16 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the August 52 put at $1.47 and concurrently buying the August 51.5 put for $1.31. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $52 per share. The break-even price is $51.84 per share. Now you would receive $16 per spread that you sell and have $34 at risk in real terms. And our final trade for the week is going to be a debit spread. We're going back to Micron Technology. We haven't looked at this company in a while. The symbol is M as in Mike, U as in Uniform. The stock ended the week at $48.75 per share. And I'm just looking at buying the August 49.5-49 put spread, paying 32 cents for this spread. And it gives us a maximum gain of 18 cents or 56.25% return in 2 weeks. And you enter this trade by buying the August 49.5 put for $1.90 and concurrently selling the August 49 put at $1.58. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $49 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $49.18 per share, and you will pay $32 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Before I end the show, I wanted to point out one thing. One of you emailed me and pointed out that your brokerage account doesn't allow you to trade spreads, you know, debit and credit spreads. And I get really frustrated because this ends up letting me know that that brokerage just has a simple set of rules about option trading, but they don't understand the risk. Like, why would you ever allow someone to put on a covered call position, but you wouldn't allow them to buy or sell a spread? As I mentioned, these spreads have a capped maximum value. And so when you buy it, you know what the possible loss is. And when you sell it, you know what the possible gain and loss is once again. So I don't want to have to explain that to a brokerage. I make sure I use brokerages that understand this. And I've never had a problem because when I sign up for new brokerage accounts, you know, I do put that I'm an expert in options. Many of you won't have that advantage, or you won't feel comfortable saying that. But I wouldn't. If you're in a situation where your brokerage account doesn't allow this, I would call them up and ask to speak to someone and let them, you know, explain to them what you're doing and explain to them that you understand the risk. And that's why you're trading the spread. Any spread that you buy or sell, it doesn't matter. The maximum value can only be the difference between the strikes. So this 49.5-49 put spread I just mentioned in Micron Technology, it will never be worth more than 50 cents. I don't care if stock goes down to $20 a share or stock runs all the way up to $100. The maximum value on that spread is 50 cents. And so make sure you use a brokerage account that understands that, or call your current broker and ask questions and have the dialogue so that they understand what your goal is, and hopefully you'll be cleared to be able to trade these. So that's it. Thank you guys again so much for listening. Sorry for that little bit of a spiel at the end, but I just get frustrated when my financial professionals that I'm using to enter the market don't understand options and then make rules that prevent me from making a profit. I've thrown out a few brokerages I like, you know. I'm not big on Thinkorswim. since they were bought by TD Ameritrade. However, they do offer low commission at times on options. I don't want any brokerage account that will charge me a flat fee plus a volumetric fee on options. I use Tastyworks, and I also use Interactive Broker. So I've liked those. I've used those companies for a long time. This is not an endorsement of them at all, because each of us has a different set of requirements for our brokerage accounts. Find a brokerage that serves you the way you need to be served, but make sure it serves you. You are the customer and they are the service. So make sure it works for you, and that's it. All right. If you have any questions at all, feel free to email me. I do actually respond to my own email, so I enjoy every email that I get from you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Share it with a friend, and as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.